3BA News Now.
For Ballarat Truck Centre, one repairer for all repairs. 22 Wiltshire Lane, Delacombe.
21 degrees in Ballarat, sunny and 24 today. Hi, I'm Gabriel Hodson. Another 54 positive COVID-19 cases have been recorded in Victoria in the past day, taking the total to 574. Stonington in Melbourne's inner east is the worst affected area on 58, and the Mornington Council is next on 39. The worst affected area outside Melbourne is Geelong on 23. Ballarat still has 5 confirmed cases, while Moorabool and Hepburn still have 1 each. Mount Alexander, which centres on Castlemaine, has risen to 5 overnight, and Macedon Ranges to 3. The Ararat Rural City Council has introduced a 7-day turnaround on all invoices to help local contractors survive the economic downturn. It says any businesses that have provided the council with goods and services recently should send their invoices as soon as possible. Meanwhile, Ararat's Meals on Wheels will continue. It's being done by council staff at the moment rather than volunteers. Canberra has confirmed that farmers can still buy and sell stock and take part in wool auctions. The Federal Minister for Agriculture and Emergency Management says they're an essential part of the broader agriculture supply chain and very different to real estate auctions. David Littleproud says any ban on stock sales could impact the availability of meat. It comes as today's cattle sale at the Miners Rest sale yards has been cancelled due to interstate buyers being unable to travel. Some pretty high-end meals might be on the menu for the vulnerable as the commercial kitchens at State Parliament start cooking for the less fortunate. Wenderee State MP Juliana Addison says the catering staff get to keep their jobs and it'll help people seeking help from organisations like the Salvos and Father Bob Foundation.
We have a number of kitchens that provide catering for the Parliament when we are sitting, as well as open for tours and everything. Parliament House been closed for a couple of weeks. Our casual staff would have had no job opportunities. They would have been really concerned about their well-being and their ability to earn an income.
A man dubbed John the Generous has turned up to the Box Hill Centrelink office and given $100 bills to everyone in line. He's not keeping tabs on how much he's giving away, but says people needing immediate help have been grateful.
And you should see the gratitude, the tears in people's eyes, unbelievable.
And production has been suspended on a couple of Aussie reality shows. Network 10 and Warner Brothers have halted work on The Bachelor. Channel 9 has shut down The Block, which was being made in the Melbourne suburb of Brighton.
3BA Sports.
For Ballarat Tiles, Elegance Tiles. Find the perfect range and best prices. Visit us at 910 La Trobe Street, Ballarat.
The AFL and the Players Association are closing in on a new pay deal, which would see the players take a huge pay cut. Meantime, Port Adelaide's players still have more than a week of self-isolation to get through after returning home from their match against Gold Coast. Midfielder Dan Houston says he's trying to make the best of it.
In my case, I don't have anyone living with me, so that, in that regard, it's good that I can just sort of keep to myself and not having to worry about, you know, anyone else or coming into contact with anyone else. But it is a bit challenging, you know, waking up, you know, you're just by yourself again for, well, I think, day 5 at the moment.
English Premier League club Brighton has confirmed that an unnamed player has tested positive to COVID-19. The club is home to Socceroos stars Matt Ryan and Aaron Moy. If you've got a story, give us a call, 5331 1277.